This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, in the midst of all the criticism of this country and its citizens, I try to provide some positive material. In that vein, I posted an article co-authored by Tucker Carlson that had the hopeful title, Take a Breath, America's Still a Decent Country Filled with Decent People. But when it came time to discuss the article, my roundtable guests focused on the stories the two authors gave of what could be called crazy commentary. If you want an example of how some in the media have become unhinged, pay attention. One of the guests on MSNBC accused President Trump of giving subliminal orders to disenfranchised white people. The president may have a number of faults, but being subliminal isn't one of them. If he's thinking it, he says it. Another guest made a big deal about the fact that the flags would fly half-mast until August 8th. He pointed out that that is 8-8. So what? He reminds us that the number is significant in the neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. So apparently 8-8 is HH, which stands for Heil Hitler. Does that mean we can no longer use the number 8 since it's a racist number? Another guest tried to argue that the President of the United States has been talking about exterminating Latinos. Donald Trump received a higher percentage of the Hispanic vote than Mitt Romney. But don't let that get in the way of the over-the-top rhetoric being spoken by commentators who obviously hate the president. Mind you, these are just a few of the examples that appear in this article. You can find many more. And it's a long way to the November 2020 elections. Most of us are already worn out by such crazy commentary, but we still have 15 months left to go. I don't blame you for wanting to turn off your television and canceling your newspaper subscription. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers, Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire, rated PG, in theaters this Friday. OvercomerMovie.com.